Times are good at the minute, aren't they? I mean, what a run you're on.
Results have been excellent. You know, and I think results of what have been important because that's what we've needed. You know, and but I think the good thing from our point of view is the performances have been good as well. You know, away from home to go to three places like we have done and get 1-0 wins is great. You know, and you know, I always used to love 1-0 away wins. You know, it's I just think they're good. You go away, you're professional, you set up, and you know, and people have been finding it hard to break us down. You know, but it has been the results. The results are what we've needed, and really to go, you know, 7 straight wins is phenomenal, really.
As a former defender, how pleasing is it to see the amount of clean sheets that you've had in the last 6-7 weeks?
Well, they're great because what clean sheets give you is a chance to go and win games 1-0 like we have done, you know, particularly away from home. And what we've done is, you know, it's, we feel it at times here. You know, the as the home team, it's up to you. You know, you've got to go out, you've got to do all the entertaining. And as an away team, you can say, right, well, you know, we'll set up and go on, what you come and beat us. And what we have got at this moment in time is people that are good on the break. You know, we've got people, you know, that are willing forward runners. You know, and that's I think has been the success away from home.
How much say have you had in it, or been an ex-defender yourself? Do you take the defenders, the back four, a lot?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's you know, the training's done as a group, but then, you know, obviously we'll split up. The strikers will go under finishing, you know, and the defenders will do their bits, you know. But I think you know, the lads have to take credit for it. You know, I think even Saturday you see balls going into the box, you know, and I thought Neil Collins in particular was excellent. You know, Illy at the side of him. You know, I think Illy shows his worth. You know, he fullback comes in and plays centre half. You know, and Harry, up until getting injured, you know, balls are going in our box, and the first head that's on it is you know, one of our centre backs. You know, and at the end of the day, that's what they're in the team to do. But I thought Colo on Saturday stood up. You know, he didn't have his mate at the side of him, Harry. You know, they've had a great partnership, and you know, Colo had to stand up on Saturday and lead the team, and I think he did that.
At the start of the season, though, under the previous manager, the back four was encouraged to try and play out from the back.
Yeah.
As a consequence, do you feel in any way they suffered from having to play that way?
Well, I mean, to be honest, you look at the gaffer wants to play football. You know, the gaffer wants to play football. He wants to get the ball down. You know, he wants to play attacking style football. What he's done is he's not encouraged people to have balls in areas where you're going to put yourself under pressure. You know, and you know, different managers have different philosophies. What the gaffer wants is he wants 11 players that are comfortable with on the ball. And you can see at times the way both Neil and Harry have been stepping out of defence with the ball. You know, Harry's done it 2 or 3 times and it's led to goals. I think what it is it's when and where to play. And, you know, the gaffer, you know, sort of, and the way I always had it drummed into me as a defender is you're a defender first and foremost. And that's what the gaffer asks the lads to do. The back four are there to defend. You know, they're there to keep clean sheets along with your goalkeeper. But, you know, they've got to step in and play as well and be comfortable on the ball.
How different is the feeling around the place now to what it was at the start?
Yeah, well, you know, you get results, you get wins. It breeds confidence, and you know, it's a total, you know, it's a total different feeling. You know, it's winning games to losing games is, you know, is like chalk and cheese. But you know, like I'll always say, I think that's credit to the lads. You know, they've took on board, you know, what the gaff has asked them to do. You know, he's come in, he's really hammered on what he wants from them. And, you know, you can do it on the training pitch, but it's them that have took it onto the pitch on a Tuesday night and a Saturday. And I think you see the results coming from that.
Are you disappointed perhaps there's not another 10-15 games on top of what's left? Because the way you're going at the moment, if this was at the start of the season or even towards Christmas, you'd be thinking, you've got a great opportunity here, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. But at the end of the day, we've got left what we've got. And, you know, the sole objective has always been to stay in this division. You know, after the start we had, you know, it was we were in a sticky position. You know, you look at it now after we talk about the 7 straight wins and we're still only 6 points above the bottom 4. So that just shows you still how tight it is. So the objective is still the same, you know, to keep winning as many games as we can, to keep turning performances in, you know, but to make sure we're in this division next year.
The manager's been keen to play down any talk of the playoffs, and we all know it would take one heck of a run to even get there. Is it achievable, though, in your mind?
No, I think like he says, and like I've just said there, you know, the main objective is to stay in this division. Mm. You know the start of the season that we had. You know, you're always going to be in touching distance of that bottom four, and you know for us now, it's a case of finishing the season as strong as we can. You know, get the players integrated into the squad that we've brought in, look at, you know, people who we want to bring in the summer, finish the season as well as we can and set it all up for next season, you know, and hit the ground running next season when we have got the games and when we can do something about it.
And what about you? Are you now doing the job that you want to be doing as part of this management setup?
Yeah, I'm doing the job that I was doing, you know, sort of when Danny was there. I travel and, you know, I'm heavily involved, you know, with obviously the gaffer, with Garns and Gaz, and obviously, you know, Martin, Wardy. We're all a group of staff. You know, it just shows today, you know, the manager's gone and took the under-21 team at Crewe. Mm. You know, and that's very much how he is. You know, he looks at things, what's going to work best. But one thing he wants all the staff together, and we all chip in, we all do the little bits. End of the day, he's the manager, he makes the final decision. But what he is he's open to everybody helping and everybody's opinions. I'm bridging that gap between taking the 21s, you know, and hopefully bringing some of the younger players through into the first team, but also, you know, helping out with the first team on a match day as well.
And ultimately, where do you one day hope it will lead?
Where do I hope it'll lead? Well, this at this moment in time, you know, I'm, you know, with the way the setup is at this moment, what I want is I want to be part of a successful team next season. You know, that gets Sheffield United back in the Championship. You know, I've never hidden the fact that, you know, one day I'd love a crack at being a manager myself. You know, but I'm 37 in November, or as the gaffer keeps telling me, I'm just 36. He says that I try and make myself look older. So yeah, I'm just 36. So I've got plenty of time. You know, what I'm doing now is learning off, you know, another experienced manager. You know, he's been great with me. He's got me back involved, and you know, it's good that we, you know, that the team's now doing well.
Because funnily enough, we talked to you now about the Peterborough game, and that was the last game that you had.
Yeah,
as caretaker, wasn't it? And it was a really hard fought draw for you down there, but the players responded magnificently, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, at that moment in time, we were well rooted in the bottom four. We went away to Peterborough. Peterborough were flying, for what I remember, doing really well, scoring a lot of goals. I think we got a little bit of criticism in the press after the game that we'd, you know, sort of, if you want to use the old Jose one, that we'd parked the bus. But at the end of the day, we were a bottom four team. We're in bottom four team, going to a top six team. I'm sure they're in the top six at the time. You know, and we had to make sure that we got a point out of the game. You know, I thought we were excellent on the night. And looking back, I think, you know, without being biased, I thought we had the best chances, which, yeah, I said at the time. I thought we had the best chances to win the game, you know, and you know, that sort of night and the way we played is, you know, is the way that we've been playing away from home. We've been hard to beat. You know, but obviously tomorrow night's a different, you know, different kettle of fish. We're the home team. We've had some good results, and it's up to us to keep it going.
And you're playing like you used to play on your own patch now, aren't you? How Sheffield United used to play here.
We're playing with confidence, and going back to, you know, to the beginning of this, what's the difference? The lads are confident. The lads are believing in what they're doing. They're confident that they're going to go into games and win. You know, and that is a confidence and not an arrogance. You know, and I think it's important that it is confidence. You know, because you know, the minute you start a game, you know, carried away with yourselves, that's when you get your legs chopped from underneath you. You know, so we'll keep drumming into them, you know, the principles that we want. But, you know, but as long as the players are confident, you know, we're playing here, like you said, like we used to do. I think we're up, we're at it. You know, the atmosphere at home is great. The fans are right behind what we're doing. You know, coupled with, you know, I think you bring the cup run into that. Some of the results we've had in the cup, you know, and the supporters away from home. I think the supporters are now feeling that the team's playing, you know, the sort of football that they want to see. You know, it's not necessarily attractive, but it's an attacking style of football without being sort of cavalier.
And important to keep that momentum going in this Peterborough game, looking ahead to Charlton.
Yeah, definitely. You know, excuse me. I think it is important. Everybody's going to look at Sunday, and Sunday's a quarter final of the FA Cup. You know, and I think the chances of playing in a quarter final of the Cup don't come round very often. But first, we've got Peterborough tomorrow. We need to keep at us league. as league form. You know, and I think tomorrow night it's a case of people going out, performing and trying to, you know, cement a position in the gaffer's mind for Sunday.
How up to speed are you on problems ahead of this game? Because obviously you had issues at the weekend, didn't you, with Brayford and Maguire and Murphy. Any ideas as to their state of fitness going into this?
Well, they're all being assessed, you know, and I think that's not a sort of sitting on the fence. They're all being assessed. I think, you know, the lads have been going at it full tilt. Obviously, Harry missed Saturday. Bray came off. Jamie Murphy came off. You know, and I think we are working on, you know, on small numbers. You know, I think the squad is small, as we know. Mm. And the lads have, you know, they've put a lot of effort in to get the results, you know, so they are going to feel tired, but I think they'd feel a lot more fatigued if they'd have gone seven games unbeaten rather than seven straight wins, you know, and I think that at this moment in time everybody wants to be fit and everybody wants to be playing.
Of the three though, I think Brayford was the major concern, wasn't it? Has it improved at all, as you understand, since the weekend? Because I know that was Nigel's fear that could have been a bad one.
Yeah, it's improved, but obviously with him coming off early and it being muscular, then I think you're always concerned. But it's improved. So what we'll, you know, we've got another 30 odd hours before the game. So what we'll do is we'll give them all time to recover, assess them tomorrow, and then, you know, we've got to be clever. You know, if lads are saying that they're right, then great. You know, but if it's 50-50, we've got a lot of big games coming up, and we've got to take care with players, and, you know, it gives other people a chance to come in.